This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A convoy from the International Committee of the Red Cross carrying hostages crossed into Israel on Wednesday, who were held by Hamas amidst an agreement to exchange hostages and prisoners between Israel and the U.S.-designated terrorist group. 16 people who were being held hostage in Gaza were handed over to Israeli officials on Wednesday, the second and last day of an extended truce in the Gaza war between Israel and Hamas, the Red Cross and other authorities said. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the NATO foreign ministers meeting in Brussels tried to reassure allies of continued support for Ukraine as Kyiv prepares for another winter of fighting. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Sydney Sain reports.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken acknowledged that some have questioned whether the U.S. and other NATO allies should continue to stand with Ukraine almost 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion.
But the answer here today at NATO is clear and it's unwavering. We must and we will continue to support Ukraine.
Blinken sought to reassure allies concerned that some Republican lawmakers in the U.S. Congress are reluctant to keep funding robust military aid for Ukraine. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The U.S. Congress is scrambling because of Republican Party demands to stop the flow of migrants at the Mexico-U.S. border. Republicans are pushing Democrats for an immigration deal in exchange for President Joe Biden's request for nearly $106 billion to fund the wars in Ukraine and Israel and security needs. Immigrant advocates say gutting the programs will only create more chaos. This